Hi there, I'm Allison Rapp, and I'm really excited to welcome you to the 5-day hands-on business kickstart. Before we get into the actual work of creating a solid business foundation for your practice, I want to spend a few minutes with you setting the stage for success. I've been teaching practitioners about building a great practice since 2010, and one thing has really struck me about the people who succeed. They take purposeful action because their mindset is aligned with what they want to do. So in this video, I'm going to tell you more about the kickstart so that you can make sure you're in the right place and that you're going to spend your time wisely over the next week. And then we're going to take an action that will help you get the best results possible from your time and your effort. First, let's look at the tools I'm going to give you. These are evergreen tools. They will never go out of date, so you can use them over and over as your practice grows and changes. You can begin to use them right now during the 5-day challenge. In fact, that's how you're going to get the most from the challenge. If you follow along and keep up with our daily assignments, you'll see that at the end of the 5 days, you've got the most important aspects of your business taken care of. You aren't going to need any kind of advanced technology to take part in this kickstart. You'll be able to follow along and complete the assignments just by watching the videos. Best of all, nothing I'm going to teach you is complicated, and nothing requires a degree in business or any knowledge other than what you already have. Most of the tools are simple and easy and should take 20 or 30 minutes. The longest shouldn't take more than 60, and that includes watching the videos. Now, there are two things that I'm assuming about you. The first is that you're a hands-on practitioner, or you're in a training to become one. The second is that you want to earn enough money from your practice to do more than pay the rent on your studio and cover the tuition for advanced training. A practice that just covers your costs is a hobby, and you probably don't need to focus on creating a solid business in order to sustain a hobby. You see, what we're going to be focused on is getting a solid foundation under your business, and that means you are focused on earning more money than you spend on your practice, and that your earnings constitute an important part of your overall income. You depend on them. You're never going to be free of struggle like most practitioners experience if you're trying to earn a living without ever focusing on having a business, or ignoring that you have one, or denying that you have one. That's why the kickstart is so important. You can get the most important things out of the way so that you can focus on clients, and you can get out of overwhelm and confusion because that stops you dead in your tracks. So if you're a hands-on practitioner or on the way to becoming one, and you want a business to support that practice, you are in the right place. Next, we're going to focus on the mindset that you're bringing to this. So let's look for a moment at what ran through your head when you first saw the invitation to join the Kickstart. When you first heard about it, you had a reaction to the Kickstart. What was that? What did that voice inside your head say to you? Did it say, "Oh, okay, sign up. Go ahead. You know it's not going to happen in 5 days, though, right? I mean, that's just a ridiculous idea. It is just not possible. Who would believe that?" Did that voice say, "Gosh, I must have been focused on the wrong things before this. I've spent way more than 5 days, and mostly I got confused and overwhelmed." Or maybe you said, "If other practitioners can do this, I can too. I'm smart. I'm determined. They're not any smarter than I am. I can do it." Or maybe you said, "Wow, what an opportunity. I'm going to make sure I've got time to do this, and I'm going to do everything she suggests." Your answer is really important because the key to being successful as a hands-on practitioner is your mindset. In fact, some estimates are that believing what you want to do is possible gives you 90% of what you need before you even begin. If you've ever stripped the uncertainty and overwhelm away from a big project, and you've gotten it done quicker than you thought, you'll know that this is possible and doable in 5 days, and you can do it. However, if you've been floundering for years and the practitioners you know have also been struggling, and if you've never had a way out of your confusion, or if you're accustomed to being overwhelmed by having too many choices to make, you might feel like getting a firm foundation under your business in 5 days is about as likely as getting a completely new certification in 5 days. And it's okay. I totally get it because I've been there myself. Before I figured all this out, I had no idea what I needed to do to be a competent business person. I mean, working with clients was one thing, but business? Wow, quite another. It took me 10 times longer to do everything than it should have. So for me to imagine spending a few minutes a day for 5 days and getting my business to the place where I felt competent to even have it? Well, it would have been a big stretch. But the truth is that with the experience I have now, I'm confident that if you follow along and do the work every day, in 5 days, you'll feel like you are light years ahead of where you are now. So let's talk for a minute about making the impossible possible. That's a favorite phrase of my teacher, Moshe Feldenkrais, and of course it has to do with taking something that feels completely out of reach and breaking it down into easy parts until you can actually do it. But I want to take that one step further. In this challenge, let's make the impossible inevitable. I want you to feel like you're on the path to certain success, and to do that, you have to be so sure in yourself that it's going to happen that you can't fail. And fortunately, we've got a tool for that. You don't have to be a Feldenkrais practitioner to know that research shows that when you visualize the outcome you want, you're more likely to attain it easily. That's because our brains don't actually know the difference between what we do and what we visualize we're doing. In the Feldenkrais method, that's a major foundational principle that we use every day with our clients, and we're going to use it right now to ensure that you have the greatest success possible with the 5-day challenge. So close your eyes right now and imagine that you're looking at a certificate of completion for this business training. Picture it in detail. Is it on letter paper? Is it A4 paper? Is it some other size? What color is the paper? Imagine talking to a colleague about the kickstart. Tell your friend how excited you are that you finished every single assignment, that you feel confident now because you've got the basics covered, that it was easier than you thought it could be, that you feel organized and free to focus on your clients without that nagging voice in the back of your mind, that your business feels less cumbersome and more manageable than it did 5 days ago. Just arrange yourself to sit the way you do when you're working with clients and imagine focusing on one of those clients without the nagging voice that tells you you're never going to be a business person. Go ahead. What do your hands do when you're working with a client? Do that now. And imagine it without the background noise, without the chatter, without the overwhelm, without the confusion. What would feeling like that do to your sense of success? How would you feel about your business then? What would you do to celebrate it? When you can really see it inside, when you can feel it in your body, when you can see yourself as a successful business person easily and without confusion, you can become that person. Because once your brain has the experience of being successful as a business person, it's on your side to make you that business person. It knows it's possible. You can do it again and again whenever you need to. So just slowly come back. And if you've actually had your eyes closed and you've been doing this visualization, congratulations. You've just made your world bigger by including the success that you're about to have. And if you haven't done the visualization, well, what's up with that? These 5 days are going to be filled with action steps, and you only get the benefit if you actually take the action. This visualization is the first action. You need to take it. So if you haven't done it, click back and do this to set the stage for your success. And here's the thing. If you actually aren't going to do it, ask yourself if your time is going to be well spent this coming week. Because if you're just here to suck up ideas and knowledge that you don't want to put into action, there are probably things you'd rather spend your time on. I'm sharing all of this with you because I know how important it is. When I first started my practice, all I wanted to do was work with my clients. I never gave more than a passing thought to the business side of it. Now I know that that was the slowest route I could have taken to getting the practice I really wanted to have. I don't want that for you. I want you to get a firm support under your practice now so that you can rely on it to give you the income that will allow you to keep practicing instead of having to go get a job. So let's think about this again. A solid business foundation in 5 days. Can you believe you can do it? I hope so, because when you can imagine your success, you're already on the way to having it. Next step, day one. See you there.